We're in Simen Samachay in Birkas Krishna. We are up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Sif in Beis and Gimel. Kara Krishna v'nichnas l'beis haKnesses. Umatza tzibur shekaran Krishna. Someone already said Shema. And then he walks into a shul and he finds that they are saying Shema. Tzarech likros imayim pasik rishon. He is mechuyiv to read with them the first pasik. Shalo yeira'eh kilu eina rotza l'kabel ol malchus shemayim im chaverav. So that he should not seem as though he does not want to be makabel ol malchus shemayim together with everyone else. V'hu adin imu bebeis haKnesses. Similarly, he's already in shul. V'omer divrei tachnunin o psukim. He's holding somewhere else. He already said Shema. He's at the end of davening, and there's another minyan now saying Shema. And he is at a place, b'mokam sharashoy lifsok, at a place that he can be mafsik. He should be mafsik and say Shema with them. Whereas if he's in a place that he could not be mafsik, and the Machaber gives examples, kagom mi baruch shamar ve'elach, he's in the middle of psuka de zimra past baruch shamar, lo yafsik elo yomer ha'teva shuomer b'shasha tzibur omer pasik rishon benigun ha'tzibur, he should say whatever it is that he's up to in a way that it sounds like he's saying shema together with everybody else. It should have that same. It should have the same tune. Shianira kilukori iman, so it's as if he's reading with them. Now, this is what the way the Machaber paskins. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berura says the same halacha goes if someone didn't say Shema yet. In fact, he didn't start davening altogether. Even if he didn't say Birkas HaTorah, he should say Shema together with the Tzibur. He is not saying it as Divrei Torah. He's saying it in order not to look like he doesn't agree with their Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the first thing. Second of all, the Mishnah Berura says that this is not limited to Shema. The same goes for Ashrei and Aleinu. You should say Ashrei and Aleinu when the Tzibur is saying it, even though that's not where you're up to. Or you just walk in, you've davened already. Similarly, when the Machaber says just Pasuk Rishon, he also means Baruch Shem Kavod. The Gra holds that you should say the entire Shema with the Tzibur. We're going to see later, the Machaber holds it's a good idea, but the Gra holds that you're mechuyev to. Now, the Mishnah Berura says that if you want to be machber for the Gra, but if you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, you shouldn't. Since before Birkas HaTorah, you're not saying it as Limud HaTorah, you're only saying it because you have to, since the Machaber paskins that you don't have to, you shouldn't say it. Now, with regard to Psuka de Zimra, the Machaber said you should not be mafsik in Psuka de Zimra for the sake of saying Shema with the Tzibur. The Mishnah Berura says that the Achronim disagree. In Psuka de Zimra, you should say Shema. But, the Mishnah Berura says, here you shouldn't be machmer for the Gra, just say Shema Yisrael, nothing more. Whereas, in Birkas Krishma themselves, you should not be mafsik, and there you should use the Eitzah of the Shulchan Aruch, of using the Nigun of Shema that everybody else is saying. Siv Gimel, Kara Krishma v'nichnas l'beis haKnesses, u'motza tzibur shekoran Krishma, sounds the same as the previous Siv, he's already said Shema, walked into Shul, and finds that tzibur is saying Shema, Tov sheyikra imayim kol kriyishma. So the Machaber here, unlike the previous Sif, where he said that you are chayiv tzorich likros kriyishma, here he's saying tov sheyikra imayim. Lechatchila, it is right to say with them. V'yikabel schar kakore batori, he'll get schar of learning, but lechatchila, he should say it. Says the Ramah, ha'gavel ein chayiv rak b'pasik rishon k'moshen hisbar, but the chiyuv is only in the first pasik. Now, in Siv Beis, the Machaber brought two cases. One is where you walk into shul. The other one is you're sitting in shul and learning or being osik and tachnunim. In Siv Gimel, he only brings the case where you just walked into shul. The mashmos is that even though he tells you that for pasuk rishon you should be mafsik regardless of what you're doing, for the entire Shema, that there's a mitzvah to lane with them, that's only if you just walked in. But if you're already sitting there, just say Shema Yisrael and don't say the rest of Kriya Shema.